Right now, a couple of guests in studio. We're going to meet, first of all, Earl Pincha, and of course, Earl's partner, Gary Blair, who run a business, a foundation called Art for Healing. I read about this in the paper a while ago, and then I thought this was so interesting that I called you, Earl, and I said, tell me how this works exactly. And so explain the idea, because it is, I think, kind of fascinating, and it's such a wonderful thing.
Thanks. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having us on. How it works is very interesting, but perhaps we can just discuss how it actually all began, and that will explain how it works. Gary and I, we had a friend that was sick at a local hospital in 2001, and we would go visit him probably 3-4 times a week, and we are art collectors, and we noticed that the hospital didn't look very good. At the same time, that year, I was actually curating a few art shows and noticing how much art there was in the art community. And all these visits to the studios, all these visits to the hospital led us to believe that there was certainly enough artwork in the city to fill the hospitals. So we said, well, the hospitals are pretty much bombarded with so much to do on a daily basis, and the visual arts isn't something that they actually probably spend too much time doing. Maybe we could make that difference by starting our own organization. That's
how
it started.
You start with that idea, and then you have to fulfill the idea. You know, there's a lot of art around in the city. How do you sort of marry one idea to the other?
Well, the art is all donated, and it's important to understand that it's a foundation. It's a not-for-profit charity that we run. And so we started slowly. We were both working full-time at our day jobs, and I still am. Earl works full-time on the foundation right now and has for quite a number of years because it's grown significantly over the years. We're now in 4 provinces, and in the 10 years that we've been in existence, we put over 6,500 works of art in all the various partner hospitals that we work in. So it's really grown by word of mouth. We have artists that have found out about us. We're quite well known in the Montreal art community because principally, although we're spread across the country, the lion's share of the works that we've installed are here in Montreal in both the English and the French language institutions. And artists really appreciate the opportunity to have their work used in a very meaningful way. I mean, they obviously have to make a living off of it, as they do in their sort of their commercial endeavors. But with the foundation, they're reaching out to society in a humanitarian kind of way by being able to bring comfort and solace and inspiration to people's lives when they're in a very vulnerable spot.
So they donate their art to you. You find the institutions. You actually match up the institutions with the art. Is it specific enough that way?
Yeah, they're actually donating to the institution through us. So they're coming to us, whether it's an artist or whether it's an art collector or whether it's even a university. Mm-hmm. They come to us, they have the art, we then match up the artwork.
Now, when you say match up, I found that curious. Match up means what? You decide which would look better in which institution? How does it work?
We do decide, and we work with an art committee within every facility that we work with, but we have learned over the years what works really well in a children's hospital is going to be quite different than what works in a mainstream hospital versus what might work in a geriatric center, because we do a lot of work in elderly centers. People who suffer from, as an example, people who suffer from Alzheimer's or any form of dementia have different reactions to different colors and different shapes and so forth. So we have to be very cautious about what we put into those centers because it can create aggressivity mm-hmm. in the clientele and that sort of thing. So we've developed an expertise over the 10 years that we've been doing this. And yes, we do match. We also, there are certain centers that are more slanted towards decorative art versus other centers that are more open and will entertain the notion of more contemporary art. The idea of the art has to be that it generates soothing feelings, that it generates inspiration. So there's certain arts, very avant-garde art that can be inappropriate for any center.
Right.
But we get to know our partners and we work accordingly.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Yes, before.
You just take a piece and bring it somewhere, you actually try to, as you said, match it up. Are you dealing exclusively with hospitals and senior centers and that kind of a thing? Or do you have
drug treatment centers, homeless shelters we've done.
Battered women's shelters.
Let me ask the question. You mentioned artists donating their works, and they're now well aware of you because you've been in the community now for a while. What about individuals? How does an individual get involved?
They can contact us by email at info@artforhealingfoundation.org or by telephone 514-846-3811. Then we would look at what artwork they actually have mm-hmm. to offer, and then we would decide where we think it would fit in best.
Okay. Or on a financial level, they can also become a friend of the foundation and support support the organization financially as well.
Okay, but by supporting the organization, are they helping you acquire art, or are they just helping you in your overall day-to-day business?
In our overall day-to-day activities, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So someone's got a piece of art hanging at home. Maybe they've had it for 5, 10, 15 years. You know, you get, like anything else, I guess sometimes you either get tired of it or you've had enough, you want to do something else. Instead of getting rid of it or instead of putting it away and hiding it in a box in a cupboard or whatever, they can call you
Correct.
And if you deem it as an appropriate piece of art,
it becomes
ends up
a donation
someplace.
And the donor receives a tax receipt for the value of the artwork.
I think this is a great, great idea. And you know, you said it before when you said, you think of a hospital, I don't think most people think of a hospital as a place to see art. And obviously the hospitals don't spend a lot of time thinking about that either, I guess. So you fulfill a pretty important function, I think, in that respect as well. Because you mentioned that there are art committees, but there are people within the hospital, I guess, who sort of work with you to decide
yes,
where to put this up?
Who now have, well, what we've been able to do is, again, show the institutions that the environment is something that has to be addressed. But again, I don't think they've ever really, not that they've not taken it seriously. I think, again, they are so bombarded with much
sure.
to do every day.
They got a couple
arts,
of other things to do.
They did.
Yeah. Just
so,
a few.
So that's where it really would take an outside organization to come in and do that type of work, and that's what we do.
Let's give the information again. So if you want to find out more, if you have some art at home, maybe you're an artist and would like to donate some art, or if you know somebody who would, it's info at Art Healing.
Art for Healing.
Art for Healing Foundation.
Foundation.org.
Okay.
Or 514-846-3811, Earl Pinchuk and Gary Blair.
We'll post those up on our website after the show. Guys, thank you so much for coming by. Keep
thank
up the
you.
Good work.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. All right.